Street, Paul, St. Paul RCMP made four arrests following what was described as a warrant apprehension effort on June 24. According to information from RCMP, information was received pertaining to an individual wanted on several warrants within the town of St. Paul. RCMP attended two locations in St. Paul and arrested a total of four individuals, which resulted in the execution of multiple warrants and further charges being laid, according to RCMP. This is one of many instances where St. Paul RCMP have utilized proactive policing techniques, as well as information from the public, to target recidivism and apprehend habitual offenders within the community, said Corporal Stephen Cunningham with the St. Paul RCMP. We would like to thank the public for coming forth with their concerns and we will keep listening and doing our best to address them, he added. Shane Jackson, 33, a resident of St. Paul, was charged with failure to comply with release order, X3, and theft under $5,000. He was brought before a justice of the peace and remanded into custody. Jackson was set to appear at the Alberta Court of Justice in St. Paul on June 27. Cormac Crawford, 27, a resident of St. Paul, was charged with resisting a peace officer and arrested for his failure to comply with release order warrants, X2. Crawford was brought before a justice of the peace and released on conditions. He is to appear at the Alberta Court of Justice in St. Paul on July 11. Brittany Gosselin Redcrow, 19, a resident of St. Paul, was arrested on warrants originating from two jurisdictions, with original charges including possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, X2, unauthorized possession of a prohibited weapon and failure to comply with release order. She was brought before a justice of the peace who released her on conditions. She is set to appear at the Alberta Court of Justice in Vermilion on July 15 and in Bonnyville on July 23. Tiara Cardinal, 20, a resident of Whitefish Lake First Nation, was arrested on outstanding warrants of uttering threats against a person, assault and failure to attend court. Cardinal was released and is to appear at the Alberta Court of Justice in St. Paul on September 12.